All right, this is the 11th lecture in the Staying Connected series, Selected Talks and Meditations by Rudolf Steiner. This was a lecture given in Berlin, March 26, 1916, called Trust in Life and the Rejuvenation of the Soul. The introduction. Underlying the soul qualities we have already uncovered, universal gratitude for the experiences of life and a sense of community with the world around us, there is an even more basic factor. This other aspect is universal trust, which might also be called faith or confidence in life. This is the rock bottom, fundamental conviction that life, no matter what, is always good and always has something to give us. Such a basic trust leads us to the Spirit. Opening to trust, we open to perceptions of the spiritual world weaving in this world. Underlying gratitude, solidarity with all existence, and so forth, this trust is all life, and in humanity and the earth provides the basic medium whereby the dead can communicate with us. Such trust, in fact, forms the basis in the soul of all spiritual cognition, while at the same time renewing the soul, making it healthy and in love with life, full of hope and expectation. Trust in life and the rejuvenation of the soul. Berlin, March 26, 1918. For the sake of continuity, we will first briefly go over some of the points in the previous lecture. We found that when we have something to do with relationships between incarnate and discarnate souls, the chief thing is to keep one's spiritual eye, as it were, on the quote-unquote air or psychic atmosphere that joins the living and the dead, so that a relationship can take place. We found, too, that there must be certain dispositions of soul among the living, since these in a way build a bridge to the realms of the so-called dead. Such soul moods always imply that a certain element is present in the soul, and when this element manifests in the corresponding feeling among the living, relations with the dead can come about. We went on to say that this shared atmosphere is created by the living through two kinds of feeling. The first may be called a feeling of universal gratitude for all the experiences of life. As I told you, the relation of the soul to its environment is partly conscious and partly subconscious. Everyone knows the conscious part. On this level, we respond with sympathy or an antipathy and with ordinary sense perceptions to whatever we encounter in life. Subconsciously, however, below the level of consciousness, we develop a better and nobler feeling than any feeling we are able to elicit consciously. This feeling can be described only by saying that in our subconscious soul we always know that we must be grateful for every experience of life, even the smallest. When we meet difficult experiences, they may certainly strike a painful note, but in a wider view of existence, we can be grateful for them in the lower, not the upper soul, thankful that our life is unceasingly supplied with gifts from the universe. This is something that exists as a real subconscious feeling in the soul. The other kind of feeling arises when we feel that we unite our own I with every being we have anything to do with in life. Our actions embrace other beings, even inanimate beings, and wherever we have done anything, wherever our being has been united with another in action, something remains behind. This remainder establishes a permanent relationship between our being and everything we have ever been connected with. This feeling of kinship is the foundation for a deeper feeling, one generally unrecognized by the upper consciousness or soul, a feeling of community or solidarity with the surrounding world. These two feelings, of gratitude and of solidarity or community with the environment one is karmically connected with, can be brought more and more to conscious fruition. We can raise up into our soul what lives in these feelings and perceptions, and to the extent that we do this, we prepare ourselves to build a bridge to the souls who live between death and rebirth. The thoughts of these souls can find their way to us only through the realm of the feeling of gratitude that we develop, and we can find the way to them only when we have become accustomed, at least to some extent, to nurturing a real feeling of community. Our being able to feel gratitude toward the universe makes it possible for a mood of gratitude to arise in our soul when we wish to enter into a relationship with the dead. And because we have cultivated this mood of gratitude, because we are able to feel it, the way for the dead to reach us is opened. And because we can feel that our being lives in an organic community of which it is a part, just as our finger forms a part of our body, we become ripe to feel the same gratitude to the dead when they are no longer present in the physical body, and through this feeling we can reach them with our thoughts. Only when we have acquired something of a mood of gratitude, a feeling of community, can we begin to apply these feelings in given cases. These experiences are not the only ones. Subconscious perceptions and moods are of many kinds. Everything that we develop in the soul helps to open a path to the world where the dead live, between death and rebirth. For instance, there is a very definite feeling that is always present in the subconscious and can be gradually brought into consciousness, a feeling we may put alongside the feeling of gratitude. It is a feeling we lose to the degree that we fall into materialism, although to a certain extent it is always there in the subconscious and is never rooted out, even by the strongest materialism. The enrichment, enhancement, and ennobling of life depend on such feelings being raised into consciousness from the subconscious. The feeling I refer to may be called a universal trust, faith or confidence in the life that flows through and past us, trust in life. From a materialistic standpoint, this mood of trust in life is very difficult to find. It resembles gratitude for life, but is a different thing, is a different feeling. It exists alongside gratitude. It consists in an unshakable mood in the soul that life, however it may approach us, has, under all circumstances,